Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Publisher at TigerDetails.com, Jimmy Smith, here with us back on Sports Talk. Jimmy, how you doing, man?
Doing well, brother. How are you?
I'm good. So LSU still getting it done on a recruiting trail. Getting an offensive lineman earlier this week. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Garrett Dellinger from Michigan. You know, and anytime you can go into Big Ten country in Michigan or Ohio and beat out the likes of the Wolverines, Ohio State, Penn State for a kid, it kind of really goes to show the national recruiting level that LSU's kind of reached. And that's what they did with Garrett Dellinger. Really athletic. Big kid, 6'6", 280, fairly lean, still growing. Someone they think could really slide in at left tackle in the future. He's got that kind of bend, moves. He's light on his feet, and definitely a need position. Anytime you want to win in the trenches, anytime you want to win national championships, you have to win in the trenches, and that's what they're trying to do here.
So Michigan, now Eric Armstead was the tight end from Georgia. What's his name? I can't remember his last name.
Eric Gilbert.
Yeah, Garrett Gilbert. So here they are going into Georgia and Michigan. Man, that says a lot. That says a lot. That's what national championship programs do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, last year they got the top corner in the country from California. This is just kind of a trend under Ed Orgeron, and you're dead right. That's exactly what those national championship caliber programs do. Alabama, they have some decent talent in their home state, but a lot of their top talent over the years has come from the DMV area, through Washington, D.C. and Virginia, and down into Florida and all over. You know, they recruit nationally, and LSU's doing that as well now, so it's kind of a shocker to a lot of LSU fans. They're used to half, if not a little more than half, their roster being Louisiana natives. I see a trend where it might be going in the other direction here. I think you're going to see more players from outside of the state on the roster moving forward than you're going to see from within the state, which is something you're really not accustomed to seeing at LSU. But Ed Orgeron wants to recruit the best players in the country, and oftentimes those players will be outside of Louisiana's borders.
Jimmy, shifting gears just a little bit real quick. The LHSAA has basically exonerated 17 out of 18 member schools for possible violations during the COVID-19 pandemic, some guidelines, et cetera. So they've cleared them. And I think that's something worth noting. As critical as I've been of them, and certainly you've shared in that criticism, and to see them, I think, do the responsible thing is a positive thing for me.
Yeah, that's a lot of schools to clear, too. And, I mean, we're only, a few weeks into this investigation, at least publicly, right? Maybe a month or so? So they're obviously digging deep, and I'm glad they're clearing schools' names once they get the information, and they're not dragging this thing out. And I know a lot of schools have had difficult times trying to juggle this whole process with COVID, and I don't think many of these schools were out intentionally trying to do anything. And kids are still getting together and working out and doing their things independently. So it probably created a lot of confusion. And I'm glad they're clearing the names of these guys. I haven't been a huge proponent of LHSA over the years, but it seems that they're trying to do the right thing here, and that's all we can really ask for.
Jimmy, of the 2021 class members committed to LSU, who's your favorite?
I'll tell you, I think I'm going to go with Rajon Davis, a really dynamic linebacker out of California. Only about 6'1", 240 pounds, but this kid, I could see at the college level, especially in a four-man front, play any of the linebacker positions. He's really athletic. He can play in space. He can come off the edge. I expect him to really be an impact player down the road. And it just, you know, that recruiting prowess, once again, for LSU to be able to go into California and take one of their top prospects. I mean, this is a kid that Oregon and USC and everybody wanted, and instead he declares early for LSU and has become really one of the big recruiting coordinators. You know, he's named himself, he's tagged himself as the de facto recruiting coordinator. You know, and outside of Davis on the offensive side of the ball, just stay with the quarterback, Garrett Nussmeier. I think that kid's going to be phenomenal for LSU moving forward. A lot of leadership qualities, really high football IQ, tough, accurate. Checks a lot of the boxes to be a dynamic quarterback in the system. And I think he's going to develop nicely over the years and be a multi-year starter in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, it comes from pretty good pedigree. You know, dad's a coach, played in the NFL as well. Doug Nussmeier played for the Saints. So that's always helpful when you have that gene pool head and helping you out a little bit. Speaking of,
yeah, certainly helped last year with Joe Burrow, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of, Arch Manning, right? I know he's a sophomore, and I know this is crazy, but does LSU have a chance to land him?
Probably a fighter's chance, you know. They're always able to develop, to deliver a knockout punch here and there, but I really think they're up against it. I mean, the Manning family has gone to every SEC school outside of LSU over the years. Archie has a lot of ties to this state, but he's not really an LSU guy. But I do think they're going to give LSU a chance. But I think Arch is going to go wherever David Cutcliffe is. That's just been what we've seen with Eli and Peyton in the past. Now he's the head coach at Duke. If he's still there when Arch is graduating, I expect him to go there. If not, I mean, no telling, really. But I don't think LSU's the leader in that race. In fact, I would think they might be sitting third or fourth as things develop over time. But they do have a little shot.
Do you think you tell me, do you think because of LSU's advancement on offense into a more newer style of offense opposed to the 3 yards in the cloud of dust, they've proven that they can develop quarterbacks. Do you think that helps?
Absolutely. If Les Miles, if the same archaic offensive system is still in place, I don't think LSU has a chance at all. I think the fact that they were so dynamic last year, Joe Burrow ended up the top pick in the draft, I think has certainly caught the attention of Manning and other young quarterbacks and young quarterback families around the country. That's what gives them that puncher's chance. And in the end, if they can follow that up and have similar success with the Miles Brennan, then I think you might even elevate yourself more on a kid like Arch Manning's list. I think they have to prove that it was more than just a one-year wonder out there in Baton Rouge for that family. That family's not going to get caught up in the moment too much. So I think if they could follow that up and show that they can also develop Miles Brennan with Scott Linehan and those type of things, then I think they'll be in an even better position moving forward.
But, you know, I think where LSU does have a good advantage is Coach O knows Archie really well. And, they're close. And I think that matters. Just like David Cutcliffe is close to the Mannings as well. But I think that, I don't know, this just feels like Coach O just has a greater relationship than he ordinarily might have, if that makes sense.
No, I think it's a strong point. And I think, you know, wherever the Mannings end up, and I mean, look, Arch is his own individual, but this is going to be a Manning family decision. Wherever he ends up, I think that relationship with the head coach and Archie is going to be a really important factor. Whether it be in Alabama and LSU or beyond, I think that relationship is going to play a key role. And Ed Orgeron, is said to have a good relationship with Archie Manning, and I get it from his days at the Saints and his days at Ole Miss as well. You know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how much weight that carries. I think that certainly keeps them in the race. How much weight will that carry in the end, we'll have to see. But, yeah, the Orgeron, you know, and that's the thing about Orgeron is everybody he's rubbed elbows with have respect for the man. And that's something I've come to notice following him, you know, as the head coach at LSU is he's got a really strong reputation in the coaching circles with the football families of the world. They all think highly of Ed Orgeron. He's got a lot of people behind him, a lot of support. And so that certainly can go a long way in recruiting a kid like Arch Manning with the family dynamics that there are in the Manning family. You know, that certainly helps LSU's cause.
I asked you who your favorite recruit was in the 2021 class, excuse me. Who's the one that can come in and contribute right away? Are the handful of them that can?
From 21?
Yes.
I think, you know, I think they're going to really need some stuff. They're going to need their wide receivers to step up immediately from this year's class. Ja'Marr Chase likely to go pro. Rayson McMath probably going to start opposite of him this year. This is his last year in Baton Rouge. Terrace Marshall's 1,000-yard way of season away from possibly leaving for the NFL as well. So I look at a guy like Deion Smith from Mississippi, big, athletic, long receiver, could probably step in and give you some contributions right away. A really dynamic guy I like at the wide receiver position they have is JoJo Earl. Only about 5'9", 5'10", but really dynamic in space, really dynamic route runner, can create separation. And now in this spread offense, guys like him can really, you know, turn some heads. So those are two guys I think have a really good chance of contributing right away as true freshmen and become part of that dynamic passing game.
Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com. Jimmy, right now, given by the recent spikes in COVID cases, do you think college football continues or will be around in the fall?
I think to an extent, yes. Do I think we're going to see a lot of 12-game season schedules get finished? I don't. Just seeing the way things are going, like right now, if LSU had an opponent next week, I don't think they're playing with as many people as they have on quarantine. And I think that's something we're going to see pop in and out all season. I don't think we're going to see a lot of fans in the stands. I've always, you know, when I've been on this show, we've discussed this before. I just don't know how we're going to get to that point where we're packing stands in football stadiums come September and October. But I do think we'll have a football season of some sort. It should resemble something we're used to seeing. I just don't know if we're going to have 12 regular season games with all the playoffs and everything beyond. I don't know how we're going to get through a whole season without things popping up that kind of derail some seasons for certain teams. And so, but yeah, I think that they're going to do everything they can to try, but I'm really reluctant to say it's going to go, it's going to, you know, come out in front of us and look like we're used to seeing in a football season.
Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com. He's the publisher there. Check him out at Jimmy Detail on Twitter. Jimmy, thanks for the time, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, bud.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.